A judge in Honduras has granted a U.S. request to extradite former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. The decision Wednesday came a month after Honduran authorities arrested Hernandez at his home in Tegucigalpa. Hernandez has denied any wrongdoing and can appeal the judge's ruling. The U.S. extradition request said that since 2004, Hernandez allowed tons of cocaine from Venezuela and Colombia to travel through Honduras on its way to the United States, while protecting drug traffickers from investigation in exchange for millions of dollars in bribes. New York prosecutors have repeatedly implicated Hernandez as a co-conspirator in his brother's 2019 drug trafficking trial. The brother, Juan Antonio Tony Hernandez, was found guilty of drug and weapons charges and sentenced to life in prison. Two British Iranian nationals who were jailed in Iran arrived in Britain Thursday to emotional homecomings. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe was met by her husband, Richard Ratcliffe, and their 7-year-old daughter, Gabriella, at an Air Force base west of London in the early hours of Thursday morning. It was the first time the family had been together in 6 years. Also on the flight was 67-year-old British-Iranian businessman Anousheh Ashouri, who was jailed in 2017 for espionage. There haven't been many details available on the negotiations, but London confirmed it had repaid a long-standing debt to Tehran ahead of the detainees' release. Critics say Iran is increasingly engaging in hostage diplomacy in its dealings with the West. A media group running several popular TV and radio channels in Afghanistan announced on Thursday that it had been instructed by Taliban authorities to stop showing drama series on television. Mobi Group, which owns Tolo TV and Lamar TV, said the order was issued by the Taliban's Ministry for the Promotion of Islamic Virtue and Prevention of Vice.